It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 6 is where we're going to begin reading, and we're going to read down through the 13th verse of that chapter. So please open your Bibles to Exodus chapter 6. Exodus chapter 6. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles, and we'll begin the study today. We love to get right into the Word. Exodus chapter 6, verse 1. Then the Lord said unto Moses, Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And God spake unto Moses, and said unto him, I am the Lord. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, by the name of God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them, to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage. And I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burden of the Egyptians. I will bring you in unto the land concerning the which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it you for a heritage. I am the Lord. And Moses spake so unto the children of Israel, but they hearkened not unto Moses for anguish of spirit and for cruel bondage. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Go in, speak unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that he let the children of Israel go out of his land. And Moses spake before the Lord, saying, Behold, the children of Israel have not hearkened unto me. How then shall Pharaoh hear me, who am of uncircumcised lips? And the Lord spake unto Pharaoh and unto Aaron, and gave them a charge unto the children of Israel and unto Pharaoh king of Egypt, to bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. Let's begin with prayer before we start the study. Father, I thank and praise you today that we can come and enjoy this time. I just thank you, Lord, that it's a wonderful opportunity that you have given us to have this study together. Please that you will guide and lead us. Touch every heart. Show us the way of salvation for every lost soul that's listening today. Please that they will find the cross of Calvary. They'll find the Lord Jesus Christ that died upon that cross for them, and that they can find life. And we're going to have a wonderful study today concerning the means of salvation and redemption that the Lord can give us. So please listen carefully. Have everyone listen carefully today, dear Lord, that they will hear your words and they'll come to know and come to grow in you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This chapter, we find in the one before what has taken place, the people are kind of turning on Moses. They started out to begin with, it was just fine because, oh, it's great. Okay, finally we've got a deliverer. Finally somebody's going to get us out of this awful situation that we're in. And instead of turning unto the Lord by faith and then just standing upon that, whatever comes, you're going to stand upon that. But they didn't. Let's look here as we, the officers of the children of Israel, did see that they were in evil case after it was said, I shall not minish aught from your bricks of your daily task. I'm in the previous chapter, chapter 5, verse 19. And then the 20th verse says, And they met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way as they came from forth from Pharaoh, and said unto them, The Lord look upon you and judge, because I have made our Savior to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh, in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to slay us. And Moses turned unto the Lord and says, Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil entreated this people? Why is it that thou hast sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he hath done evil to this people, neither hath he delivered thy people at all. So you see, not only did the people turn against Moses, the people turned against God, and really also Moses did too. Moses says, what is this? I thought that you were going to deliver us out from the bondage of Egypt, and yet I find ourselves in the midst of this bondage, in the middle of it. And dear Lord, why? It's worse now than ever. Well, we need to understand that the day that we decide to serve God, the day that we decide to surrender our hearts to Jesus Christ, is a day that a battle will begin. Because you see, the god of this world, the devil, hates the things of God, hates the people of God, hates anything that has the appearance of godliness, and so he sets out to destroy. And he will throw everything at you and at me, and he does. He does it on a daily basis. The battle is ongoing. Don't think that there'll ever be a time. Now, I can walk each day in peace and joy because I know the victor. I know Jesus Christ. And that's the difference. That's what we need to do. We need to walk by faith. I know that the end result's going to be okay no matter what that old devil does from day to day. Now, I would be lying if I'd say there isn't some days better than others. But it's day after day, if you just come and turn to the Lord and set your eyes upon him and praise him and honor him, that old devil, he can beat you up, he can do everything he can try to do, but you are owned. You've been bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ if you're a believer in Jesus. So please today come if you have not come to him. Ask him to come into your heart and to save you and begin this wonderful walk. Find a good Bible preaching, soul-winning church that you can come and hear the word of God proclaimed and learn God's word and learn how to walk. That's what you need. You know, you have to. When you're born, you first crawl, and it's a while before you even crawl. You just kind of lay there for a while, don't you, and rustle around, and then you begin to crawl, and then you begin to walk. And a lot of times I've watched the children when they'll walk for a little bit, and then they'll go back to crawling because it's faster. And then they'll finally get up and stand up, and they'll walk, and they'll continue to walk. And that's the way a believer should be. And with the help of God's teaching, the Spirit, is he teaches us, and the help of the family of God, the local church, should be there helping you to get up and to walk and then become mighty in the Lord as we need to be. But here, these people, when the tribulation come, it got all the worse. They really, really turned the people against Moses and Aaron here both. But also, it turned to the worse than that. It turned them against God. They what is this? Who is this God that you said is going to deliver us? We're in worse shape now than ever. And Moses turned to the Lord and said the same words to there. And that's where we find ourselves here at the beginning of this sixth chapter. And then it says, Then the Lord said unto Moses, Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. Oh, what words. Now you're going to see the power. You see, a lot of times there has to be tribulation. There's got to be that trouble in order for us to watch God deliver it. And when we want God's deliverance, you know, if everything went just so perfect all the time and everything was just fine, we'd never see the power of God. We'd never witness his strength and his power. We would never be able to testify that by faith he delivered us. And so please that you will look here now and watch as things turn for the worse. What's going to happen? Then the Lord said, Moses, now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand, and it's like with a bare arm. I'm going to reach out, and he shall drive them out from his land. I am going to deliver you. And it's just like the strongest man you've ever seen, as that arm would be without a shirt on, and you can see that bare arm and that muscle there and that clenched fist. God is coming to deliver his people, and he's going to shake his fist at Pharaoh, and he's going to do more than shaking his fist at Pharaoh. But it's going to be so evident, because things are getting worse. So then when the deliverance comes, it will seem so impossible and so miraculous, and it is going to be nothing short of a miracle. And God, when he delivers us from our sin, that's a miracle. That's a miracle. When he delivers us from the worry of the world and gives us a peace and a joy, that's a miracle. In this world that hates God, this world that does everything they can do. You know, you can have every kind of cult and religion listed in the schools today and talked about in the schools, but never can you speak of Jesus Christ, our Savior, that he is the true God and the only true God. The rest have their time in court. The rest can speak all they want to, but we can't. That old devil has shut up the mouths of believers, and they have swallowed this lie, and these liberal teachers and preachers and politicians and weak-kneed people that won't stand for Jesus Christ, they'll have their day of judgment, because my God is superior. My God is the only God, and he will deliver. I know that he will. And here we have the same thing. And look what says, I am the Lord, God says to Moses. What a statement. I appeared unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob by the name of God Almighty, but by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. Oh, you see, the more tribulation we have and the more trouble that we have, if we turn to the Lord and look to him, as Moses was complaining here, but God said to him, I will deliver you. I will deliver my people. What a wonderful word. And he says, you know, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they knew me as God Almighty. They watched me, they saw me, but they didn't know me as a deliverer like I'm going to be now. They're not going to see me as, they never got to see me as the great Redeemer, the great Savior. And these people are going to see something that even Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob never saw. Oh, what a wonderful opportunity that we have as we live each day to watch God's power unfold before us. It only takes faith, my friend, to see it and to have it, to possess it. God will deliver. And so I hope that you believe that. I hope that you come by faith to Jesus Christ today and can be delivered from your sin. That's what I want. I want you to be delivered from your sin. I want you to be set free. And that's what here when it says, by my name Jehovah was I not known to them, but you will know me as Jehovah. And I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the pilgrimage of the land of their pilgrimage wherein they were strangers. When Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob lived there, they were great in size as far as landowners and things like that, but in relationship to the land of Canaan, they really possessed nothing and they owned nothing. They have a piece of land that they called a burial ground, and that's all they had. That was it. And so you see now, what we have is the opportunity to watch the hand of God fulfill the promise of God. Because God promised to Abraham. He promised to Isaac. He promised to Jacob. And many years have passed. And now God is fulfilling that promise. He has built a mighty nation in this land of Egypt, but they're not Egyptians. He has built a mighty nation, and that nation is the nation of Israel. And they're truthfully going home. That's what they're doing. And so, verse 5. I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. I've remembered my promise. I will deliver them. And I hear them. I know the trouble and the heartache that they're going through. I know. So, wherefore say unto the children of Israel. Now, we have seven I wills here, and I want you to see each one of them. I don't want you to miss a one of them. There's seven of them in the next few verses here. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord. Say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. The next one, and I will rid you out of their bondage. The next, I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. Next, I will take you to me for a people. Next, I will be to you a God and shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will bring you into the land concerning the which I do swear to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And the next, I will give it you for a heritage. I am the Lord. Now, in those verses from verse 6, 7, and 8, we have seven I wills. Those seven I wills, I will bring you out from under the burdens of Egypt. I hope you saw that one. We're going to talk about that in a minute. I will rid you out of the bondage, number 2. Number 3, I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments, number 3. Number 4, I will take you to me for a people. Number 5, I will be to you a God. I missed one here. I will take you for me a people. I will be to you a God. Ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, and I will give it you for a heritage. I am the Lord. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, and the seventh one that I missed, I will bring you in unto the land concerning that which I did swear. I missed that one a while ago when we went down through it. I knew I was missing one. It's wonderful as we look and study these precious, precious words. Now, we are going to go back to the first one. I will bring you out from under the burden of the Egyptians. Now, that's easy for us to understand concerning what he is going to do concerning bringing salvation to these people, because they have been for many, many years now slaves. I mean, the worst of the slaves. They worked in the brickyards. The burden was tremendous. Each and every day to get up, and then we know that the burden increased when they said, you go get your own straw to make the bricks and make the same amount, a number of bricks. And so that burden was, it just continued to get greater and greater as the days passed. Well, that's exactly what sin does to you and me. That burden of sin will just continue to become greater and greater the older we get. You know, the old body deteriorates, doesn't it? Well, that's because of sin. We're born into sin, and from the time we're born, the day we're born, we start to die. That's because of sin, every bit of it. Well, I'm going to be redeemed, not only and have been redeemed, I've been forgiven of my sin, that burden has been lifted. And there's going to be a time when I'm going to get a glorified body, and I'm looking forward to that time. What a day that's going to be. But my burden has been lifted. That burden is gone, the burden of sin. And this burden of this slavery, the bondage that they have been in here, that is going to that's going to end very quickly. It's going to come to an end. The second one, I will rid you out of their bondage. And so to be rid of their bondage, I'm going to deliver you. You know, it's one thing for somebody to say your sins are forgiven, but it's another to be delivered from that. And that's exactly what happens to a believer. We have been delivered from the slavery of sin. They're going to be delivered out of Egypt, not to be in bondage by these Egyptians again. That's what's coming for them. What a wonderful opportunity. I love this third one. I will redeem you with a stretched out arm. You know, the mighty arm, this bare arm, this bared arm of God as he comes out to redeem me. And that's exactly the strength, because that old sin has, that sin has such a stronghold. That sin has gotten us locked down to where there is just no hope anywhere. And that old devil, he just keeps making us believe that there is no other choice. And we know by the word of God that God has sent a deliverer. And that deliverer is his son, Jesus Christ. And we need to come to him. We need to call upon him. And that deliverance will come. And we'll not only just have the burden of sin will be gone, but we're going to be delivered out of that. There's a better day. The day that you come by faith to Jesus Christ, that next day, that very second that you call upon him as your Savior and trust in him by faith, you are delivered to a better place. Oh, you're still living here. But the power and the strength is ours. And there's going to be a time that we're going to walk right into heaven. But right now, even today, the burden has been lifted of sin, and we have been delivered from it. And there's wonderful, that outstretched arm of God, his strong hand. He's going to deliver these people with his strength and with his power that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob have never seen. There's going to be such mighty power that, again, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob have never witnessed, that Moses and the people of Israel are going to witness. And if you know the rest of the story here, you know what he's talking about. And then the next one, I will take you to me for a people. What a promise. What a promise. We're caught down here in this muck and old sin and the mire of sin in this old world, and he picks us up and he makes us his. Oh, what a beautiful day. He's going to take these Israelites and pull them out of them brickyards, out of that muck, out of that old clay. He's going to pick them up out of there, and he's going to walk them right into the promised land. What a day. And he's going to call them his own. See, we become the sons of God the minute that we trust in by faith in Jesus Christ. Come today and trust in him. And so too, I will take you to me for a people. Oh, do you understand what that means? Do you understand? The next one, I will be to you a God. He wants us to walk with him. He wants us to depend upon him. He wants to be our God. All we need to do is look to him, and he will guide and lead and direct us each and every day. What a wonderful hope that we have in Jesus Christ. What he does for us. And he's telling these people, I'm going to not only make you my people, but I'm going to be your God. And that means I am going to care for you and protect you, and I'm going to meet every need that you have. That's the God that we have. Is that the God that you would like to know? Maybe you've been going to church all your life, but you still don't know the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Moses that is going to deliver these people out. That's my God, because I have trusted by faith in him, and I know his power. I know his leadership. I know his wisdom. He has taught me and continues to teach me day by day. Please, that you look today to the Word of God. Look today to the power of God. Look today to God. You have to come to him through his Son, Jesus Christ. So please come today and call upon him. Ask him to be your Savior. The next we have, I will be your God. I will bring you in unto the land of Canaan. Oh, I tell you, for him to say, I will be your God, he not only promises to care for us, to lead us, and to protect us, but he has also chosen us in Jesus Christ. Now please, to be one of the chosen, you just need to come by faith. You have a free will. God just didn't choose some to go to hell and some go to heaven. He chose all. He wanted all to be saved. He called all. But only the ones that will come by faith are the chosen. So please come. You know, these Israelites, they could have turned their back completely and said, nope, I've seen all these plagues. I've seen all your hand of strength. I've seen everything. But I'm not going. But they did. They saw the hand of God and they went. I hope today you see the hand of God and you come. You come by faith to Jesus Christ. This land of Canaan, I will bring you into the land concerning the which I did swear to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give this land. The land of Canaan. A lot of people are confused. They think that the land of Canaan is heaven. But that's not right at all, because we don't have to fight to get to possess heaven. When we get to heaven, there's not going to be any wars. There's not going to be any fighting. And that Canaan is a picture of the believer's life today. When you get to the land of Canaan, it's filled with milk and honey. It's filled with the blessings of God. And that's the way a life of a believer is today. Today, a Gentile, we don't have the promise that the land that Israel has. Israel's promised the land. They was promised, and I've told you this many times, they're the only ones that have been given land by the very one that owns it. God owns the land. God's given that land to the nation of Israel. And so they're the only ones. The rest of us are all just tenants on this land. We may be farming it. We may be living in the house. Whatever we might be doing, but it's God's land. It's not our land, but the land of Canaan, that was given unto the nation of Israel, given by the owner, so they still own it. No matter who sits on it now, they don't own it. Israel owns it, and they have every right to it. And so here we have this land, the land of Canaan. We don't have the land, but we do have an inheritance. We have something in Christ. I will bring you into that land. And I tell you what, he delivered us out of sin, and he put us into this wonderful life as a believer. I've moved. What a wonderful day that I have each day in Jesus Christ. And the last, I will give it you for an inheritance. I am the Lord. Saved from sin, indwelt by the Spirit. I'm saved from the great tribulation, because God's going to come and take me away before that's going to begin. He has bought and paid for me so I can go into heaven, because my sins are forgiven. I've been made new again. What an inheritance I've received. That's the seven I's. As we look very quickly, I will bring you out of under the burden of the Egyptians. I will rid you out of their bondage. I will redeem you with a stretched out arm. I will take you to me for a people. I will be to you a God. I will bring you into the land, and I will get it you for a heritage. What a wonderful study today. I'm glad that you've joined us. It's a wonderful time we have in looking to the Word of God. Please, my friend, we've talked about Jesus. We've talked about his deliverance. Please come by faith to Jesus today. Please, please come. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?